USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Former President Donald Trump paid a visit to Houston on Saturday as part of a limited tour discussing his presidency. The Toyota Center was the third stop on Bill O'Reilly's history tour with Donald Trump.
I want the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
O'Reilly's tour featuring Trump kickoff in Florida at venues in Sunrise and Orlando. Next, they're scheduled to stop at the Dallas American Airlines Center this afternoon. Nicholas Sandman Anasthi has reached a settlement with NBC Universal after more than 2 years since Sandman filed a defamation lawsuit against the media company. The two parties agreed to dismiss the case with prejudice, meaning that Sandman cannot refile the same claim again in that court. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fat diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation free. Sign up by Christmas and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount for you and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Fox News host Tucker Carlson talks about public policies that degrade work and reward people who don't want a job in an interview with Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe on Thursday's broadcast of Tucker Carlson Tonight.
Skilled labor all too often reminds the rest of us of what we're fundamentally lacking. The thing that scares me more than anything, and the reason I started the foundation when I did, was 13 years ago, for every five tradesmen that retired, two replace them.
The NFL revised its COVID-19 protocols on Saturday and will no longer test asymptomatic, fully vaccinated players. 95% of NFL players and over 99% of coaches and staff are fully vaccinated against COVID. In short, unvaccinated individuals will continue to be tested daily. Fully vaccinated individuals will be subject to targeted testing. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The NFL will stop mandating weekly COVID-19 tests for asymptomatic vaccinated players. According to memos distributed Saturday, they described a major shift in the league's approach to the pandemic.
The National Football League is changing its COVID-19 health and safety protocols. Under the new guidelines outlined in a memo Saturday, fully vaccinated asymptomatic individuals will no longer be subject to weekly testing. However, unvaccinated players will still have to undergo daily testing. The league's memo also said high-risk players can opt out of the rest of the season and added there will be more flexibility for players to attend meetings virtually. This comes after the league rescheduled several weekend games. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Occupational Health and Safety Administration, OSHA, on Saturday announced a 6-day grace period beyond the January 4th deadline for compliance with its COVID-19 vaccine mandate for private employers, saying it would not issue citations to give employers more time to adjust. OSHA said in a December 18th statement that it would not be issuing citations to businesses for noncompliance with any requirements of the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine or test mandate for private companies employing 100 or more people until January 10th. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.